Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Woman with this song when it came out back in 1994, and it just something about the melody, I don't know what it is, but it was the number one spot in the Billboard Hot 100 chart on the 16th, and it has earned, the song has earned over 60 million in royalties since it was released. And that's the statistic I have from a couple of years ago, so it's, I'm sure, much more than that. So wow, Mariah Carey really crushed it with that song. And it's a song that you hear played over and over and over again. You probably, in fact, have heard it in other places, maybe on some of the stations that you're listening to right now, that you listen to during the day as well, that I'm syndicated on. So I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for all of you hanging with us through 2020 and, of course, the 10 years that this show has been on. Just a very strange way to celebrate that, never thinking what would happen in March and where we are now. And now the fact is it's all about what's going on with COVID, the spread of COVID, the NFL teams, where it's spreading like a wildfire, and they're fining the teams. They say they're ripping up the protocols. The number of people who have died from COVID, and then the number of people that have survived, and then those who are worried about infecting family members, of course. And, you know, the death toll in the United States is around that 267,000 mark, give or take. I say give or take because there are different numbers, a little bit of different numbers from John Hopkins and the CDC. Number of cases, 13.4 million. For those listening off our shores, thanks for listening to us in the UK and in Australia and many other places. The total amount of people who have died from this, 1.46 million. Total cases, 62.7 million. Even the most hardened right-of-right politician is saying, yeah, hello, you know, social distancing, of course, don't gather. They're having these parties of 400 people. Everybody wants to be with their friends. Everybody wants to be with their family, but nobody wants to kill their family. And unfortunately, that's the sick, twisted side effect of this disease is you don't know where it's coming from. So that contact tracing usually is at these gatherings, whether it's weddings or holiday parties or college fraternity, sorority, underground rushes, whatever it might be. And while there's a lot of people that are doing what they can do, there's still so many that, I get it, we're weary of it. I mean, this has been not what we expected, right? Rolling into a new decade and getting used to the whole masking and distancing and picking things up curbside and getting everything delivered. But if it saves humanity, if it saves fellow Americans, at this point, it's about the science. It's not about the politics of it. I really believe that. I really believe that it is not about that, because we are killing our economy, too. And the more that we see surges, the more that we see shutdowns. The more shutdowns we see, the more job losses, the more possibilities of small businesses not opening up again. And as an entrepreneur, my whole life, that kills me to see what is happening. And some of that is red tape that's been wrapped around too many, many people's heads. But part of that is because of the surges, because of what the hospitalizations say. And we don't want to keep seeing this, that's for sure. We want to see where we look to the GDP increasingly, look to the next couple of quarters being better, and maybe the vaccine is the road to that. Certainly more people being vaccinated, especially on the front lines, I think is key. And from everything, and I know there's mixed opinions out there about the vaccines, but from everything that I know independently from doctors, and coming up this hour, I want you to pay attention to a conversation with Dr. Sal. I trust Dr. Sal. He looks at all sides of this. It's not about the politics. It's about the science. And listen to what he has to say about that and the accuracy of these vaccines and the relatively mild, nothing burger side effects of it. And here's the bottom line. It may be, like it or not, that travel restrictions will be heaped on people who don't get vaccines, right? So you've got Pfizer, they're scheduled to submit an emergency use authorization request on December 10th for the vaccine it developed with Germany's BioNTech, followed by Moderna on the 18th, and so this is ready. This is ready to roll. 40 million vaccine doses in December. That's incredible, because the way it was looking like, oh my gosh, is this even possible for the beginning of the year? You know, months and months ago. So you have to tip your cap to the administration pushing this, pushing the warp speed, because that was part of the backing. It warp speed, warp speed, warp speed. And this is, you know, these vaccines are rolling out most likely in the middle of December. So people that are in or on, I should say, what we call the front lines, that look different from what we normally would think of front lines as, but who are now the real heroes of this health crisis, are of course the doctors, the nurses, the administrators, the people, the ambulance drivers, the people who are deemed as necessary, essential workers. They're the ones who will have access to the vaccine first. And while that's going on, the cliffhanger of the election is more about what's going to happen next. The president isn't conceding. He's saying that there was problems with mail-in ballots, and that they knew there were going to be problems with mail-in ballots. And the Supreme Court, it's doubtful that the Supreme Court is going to hear any kind of election cases. There are arguments about certification of a couple of the last lingering states. But one of the things that the president said, and he was in an interview on Fox News with Maria Bartiromo, this one I heard, he said it might be difficult to get his election fraud allegations heard before the Supreme Court. The problem is it's hard to get to the Supreme Court, and he's got the best lawyers that want to argue the case, but he says he's going to still continue to fight the election, which he says was not won by Joe Biden. Stay with us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, "Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots," or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, "Alexa, I want to make a donation." Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.
In case you missed it, Mike Tyson back in the ring versus Roy Jones in an exhibition match. 15 years is the first time in 15 years facing off against a fellow heavyweight champion. So Tyson said he smoked marijuana right before he fought Roy Jones Jr. Saturday night in his celebrated return to the ring. He said, "Absolutely, yes, of course I did." And it ended up that it was a draw in an 8-round exhibition. Again, exhibition. I had to say that a couple times because you need to know that this is an exhibition and there's a difference. At the Staples Center, and after the bout, he said, "Listen, I can't stop smoking. I smoke during the fights. I just have to smoke. I'm sorry. I'm a smoker. I smoke every day. I never stop smoking." Whoops. Isn't there something about the whole doping thing? There's the voluntary, I guess, anti-doping association tested the fighters for performance-enhancing drugs, but marijuana is not on the list of banned substances, so it's okay. Tyson, by the way, said he stopped using coke about 2.5 years ago, but not marijuana. He said a million times, because everybody kept asking me, "It just numbs me, it's good. I've been doing this forever, so I'm not going to stop doing it." And Tyson said he didn't know how much money the fight generated, but he assured his winnings won't be spent the way they were in the past. He said he squandered much of the $685 million that he earned during his career. Wow, that's crazy. He did spend it on nutty things. That's for sure. So anyway, he grabbed some loot. There were people that watched it. I didn't watch it. I saw little bits and pieces of it. He's always good for the entertainment side. And I think that was the idea, right? And, yeah, this guy's going to... There's going to be some people that watch this, so... Okay, this is going to work. Are you want to hear the story of a woman being reunited with her child after 50 years? Of course you do. We love stories like that. It's like a Hallmark movie. But this is true. This out of Erie, Pennsylvania, Mary Beth DeSanto was watching an episode of Long Lost Family when she was cleaning her kitchen pre-COVID back in March. It's a program about families reuniting. She had given birth to a daughter who she gave up for adoption about 50 years earlier, unmarried and just 18. She did what she thought was best, is what she said. She said she liked watching this show, but, you know, that was that. Then when she was cleaning her kitchen, she turned on the show, and she said she didn't see the ending, but within a half an hour, the doorbell rang, and her husband brought in a letter. The letter began, "Hello, Mary Beth. My name is Victoria Rich. This might not be the letter you expected to receive. I was born at Our Lady of Victory Infant Home in Lackawanna, New York, on August 20th, 1970. And lo and behold, it was her daughter." How about that? So they reunited. Their story was actually recorded for a PBS series, American Portrait, about what it means to be an American today. And they've been featured in a couple of other things. But they look pretty happy about it. I mean, she says it was around Thanksgiving in 1969. She was 17. She didn't do that. So she thought she did the right thing that she was supposed to do. And now that's got to be wild. I mean, in some cases, sometimes those things don't work out, but I guess in this case, it did work out. So bravo for the reach and for it working out. That'd be just so wild, though, to get that letter, right? Dave Prowse, you know who he is? Darth Vader. The Brit was Darth Vader. He had a thick British accent, but you never heard him. He was tall, and he was in great shape, and he ended up getting that gig years and years ago, of course. He died at the age of 85. He died after a short illness, according to his agent. Very sad, because he's such a popular figure on the comic book kind of circuit thing. George Lucas said that Dave brought a physicality to Darth Vader that was essential for the character. He made Vader leap off the page and onto the big screen with an imposing stature and movement performance to match the intensity and undercurrent of Vader's presence. He was up for anything and contributed to the success of what would become a memorable, tragic figure. May he rest in peace. That was George Lucas. So this guy, that was a heavyweight in so many different ways, he was a three-time British weightlifting champ. He represented England in weightlifting in the 1962 Commonwealth Games. Then he was in the movies. He did all kinds of movies and commercials in the UK. And he played Frankenstein in several films. And lo and behold, he got the role, at least the physical side of it, like Lucas is saying, because, of course, they didn't use his voice. And I guess he was offered Chewbacca or Vader, and he said, "I want to play the villain, because you always remember the bad guys." So he said he knew that that's what he was going to do. He was always going to play, if he had the choice, he was always going to play the villain. And in that case, that's exactly what he decided that's the role he wanted, because they offered him both of those, because they need big people for all of them. Yeah, definitely. All right, it is not just Cyber Monday, but it is Cyber Week. So, like, stores like Target are saying, you know, hey, this starts on Sunday, and we've got all kinds of flash sales that are going to run, and we know people that are doing more shopping online this year. Really? You think so? Of course they are. And that Cyber Monday is expected it to keep its top spot as the busiest online shopping day, the actual day, because there's something about naming it, right? If you name it, you claim it, that whole thing. So shoppers are expected to spend $12.7 billion, 35% more than in 2019. Wow, that's a crazy number. Who says we're in a pandemic? Wow. And then there's something about, you know, there is something about that. Like I said, labeling the day. So labeling the day, I guess, makes a difference. And there's all kinds of sales. So if you're looking for some big ticket item, it probably is the day to go and do that. It might be, I don't know, it might be. And if you order it on Cyber Monday, especially if it's going somewhere, it should be delivered in time for the holidays, right? We're going to see all kinds of records broken. We certainly know that. Moving to other numbers of a different sort, sadly, because of the pandemic, we're seeing some of these layoffs are being delayed, and Disney has talked about layoffs, and the fact is, I was looking at what they were going to do in March of 2021, because you think, all right, supposedly this is when some of this whole virus thing quells and life will bounce back in a different way. But Walt Disney is planning to get rid of 32,000 employees by the end of March. So that's 4,000 more than they announced initially because of the pandemic hammering the parks and the resorts. And they, even if they have that bounce back, how soon does it bounce back? And that's the whole thing. So they're saying that they may also be forced to scrap their dividend in the future and reduce or not make contributions to pension and retirement medical plans. And they could slash investment in TV and film production, furlough, or terminate even more employees. Yikes. And they said this was what happened, the pandemic, the parks normally, I mean, normally they have 100,000 employees. The park business in the United States. Then they've got the cruise ship sailings. They had major film releases that normally, like Black Widow was one of them, that would probably have normally been a very, very big one that they would have reaped the benefit of. And you know, you got 12 parks in North America, Asia, and Europe that had to close between March and May. And they've opened theme parks in Shanghai and Florida, and the flagship park in California is shut at least until the end of 2020. But the streaming service is the one bright spot. So there's 74 million subscribers, and it's become the focus of the business because of the overhaul of their media and entertainment divisions, all of that, which includes ESPN was wrapped into some of that, too, as well. All right, coming up on the show, I mentioned this before, a conversation at the tail end of the hour with Dr. Sal, his take on the vaccines and the pandemic and what to expect, and is the vaccine safe? You'll hear from him, so stay with us.
People are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News. Congress returns from Thanksgiving break tomorrow with the task of passing another round of coronavirus stimulus front and center. House Democrats are trying to push through a broad $2 trillion plan, while Senate Republicans are pushing a targeted $500 billion bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they need to get some form of aid passed. Representative French Hill says a bill should have already gone through. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that one of the most important things Congress can do right now is let state governors spend the money they've already been given through the CARES Act.
And we need to get this done. We need to extend the Paycheck Protection Program for our small businesses. We need to give our governors flexibility to spend the CARES Act money that they have. And that's critical because that date ends 12/31 of this year.
Congressional leaders will also need to agree on a spending bill to fund the government by December 11th. Negotiators had hoped to be able to settle on a budget bill for all of 2021, which looks unlikely, with less than 2 weeks to hammer out an agreement before the deadline. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Us now on the show virtually, and it's such a pleasure to speak with him, Graham Burgess. He's written a book called PRDS, Paradise with the Secret Garden. Paradise and the Secret Garden, boy, it conjures up all kinds of images. And this is going to make you think differently, I think, about life in general and Egypt and going back deeper and deeper and deeper. So I don't want to give it all away. Graham, thanks for joining us.
Okay, lovely.
So tell me why you wrote the book.
Well, one of the reasons was that recently I've discovered that an architectural creation of major worldwide importance is being damaged because the people now working on it, and it's a place that used to be the National Police College in England, it's full of so many secrets, it's unbelievable. But it was all brought about in 1600 when a man called Lord Zouche commissioned people to help, and one of them was an amazing man called Henry Wotton. Now, he was a politician. Now, we're in the field of politicians now, and he was the man who said, what's a diplomat? A diplomat is a politician that goes abroad to tell lies on behalf of his country. But while he was in Venice, in Italy, he translated the work of Vitruvius, the special architect, going back hundreds of years. And a lot of the architecture is based on the shape of the human body and geometry. And what happened was, when people came over to be taken round Rome and Italy, they were exposed to this, and when they came back home, they built all the big mansions, etc., and they're all based on Vitruvius and Rome. So Henry Wotton was a very special person. He's been dead hundreds of years. The two previous men I mentioned, Matt and Randall, they're both dead now, but they're people who influenced me. And what's happening is, it's in the book, it explains what this, why this place is laid out as it is. And all the mansions, or many of them, had what people call a lake beside them, but they were not a lake. They were a simulation of the River Tiber. And the River Tiber used to represent time. Time passes me by. So these lakes, many of them, have something else in them, and it's a very special island, and it's called an Anky Panky Island, and it's where they used to go to get up to a bit of Anky Panky.
Wow.
And the property that I'm talking about has just been sold, and the rivers, where there was a river, it's been overgrown for a long time. There's no water there now. But the property's been sold and cut in half, and the half with the Anky Panky Island on is separate from the rest. So, you know, it's a bit of a mess up.
So I want to stop you for a second, because we could go in a lot of different directions. You have unlocked so many historical references and going back as to why you see this and why you see that. And you talked to me off the air, and you were talking about, you know, the ancient Egyptians. So much is traced back there, and you talk about that in the book.
Yeah, but there's much simpler things than that. In America, you use the dollar, don't you?
Yeah.
Have a dollar? You use a dollar every day. Well, the word dollar is... let's look at two parts of it. Doll, which means a share, a dole. And at the end is AR. Now, RA is the beginning of Randall's name. And the letter R, wherever it appears, means intense external energy. So if you look up at the sun, you see a central spot and lots of lines coming out. We only need two to give us a letter R. If you want to move more, we put two in a word. Carry. If you want to go faster, hurry. If we're sadder, sorry. Words you've got to watch with three of them in it. And horror, terror. And you've got to watch a mirror. And an error is something you've got to watch. And so this RA, the R is the intense external energy, coming down into the letter A, which represents our perceived reality, the world we're in. It's firm foundations. At the top there's a spire. We could aspire to all sorts of things. We don't. Capability Brown, another famous landscape architect, so nobody ever looks above 27 degrees unless there's a special reason. What's the angle used in shop shelf now? 27 degrees.
Wow.
And so, Ra, wherever it appears, and we're now on the Ra Dio, aren't we? Ra, intense external energy, coming in, and then you've got the other letters, which all have a special meaning, and it's exactly what we're doing. I is individual, and O is birthing, more to come. So if you want to eat more, you put two in a word, food. If you want to be more emotional, mood. If you want to be better, good. Cover most of your head, hood. There's no limit to the topics once you start analyzing the individual letters that are in the bottom.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean,
you get the meaning of your names, you see. So the dolly, the English alphabet is made up of letters that are straight lines at different angles or half arches. Origin of angles and archangels. The French say we speak anglais. If you get the letter C, it means capable of creation. If you carry on around with it, you end up with the letter O, which means birthing, more to come. A proof of a word, you look for words that have got more than one of the letters in, like I told you then about the letter R.
Yeah.
The word cocoon has got three C's, capable of creation, and three opportunities to give birth, etc. And that's exactly what a cocoon is. But if you lock the letter C to an I, an upright eye, that creativity is kept in place for the future. And so it's in added. And it's at the beginning of dole. Now, in the ancient times, they used to cut the crops, the straw, Seven handfuls made a yelm. Seven yelms were all bundled together to form a stook. And then they were taken to a high spot for the winnowing process, because the wind blew the chaff away. And they laid it down on the ground on a place that they put a circle of stones round. And that was called a threshold. You've walked over a threshold today, probably several times. We still use the word. They stamped on it, separated the straw from the grain. The grain was taken away and put in baskets and jars, but the straw was stacked up into a massive haystack. Now, before they did that, they put a drainage groove in the ground underneath, which was called a rigol, and originally that was just the helix, but then somebody in the Neolithic invented what we call a classic type 1 maze. It's got an internal rotational symmetry that caught on intellectually, but it was used practically. Anyway, what I haven't told you is when the people arrived with the stooks, there's a bloke there saying, how many have you got? 50? He then went to a raised area around the outside of this, a bank, and on the bank was a little building called a dolmen. And in it was the original credit cards. And they were not made of plastic. They were made from corn. And they were corn dollies. And they were handed over so the people could take them away, hang them up safely at home, and then come back and get a share of the crop, to feed their cattle through the winter. Now, we call a maize a maize. The French call it le dédale, which is after a tree. What do the Germans call a maize? A dollhouse, a harvest home. And so this is all this history that's come through, and we still use it. So your dollar is a doll, and then a rah, intense energy coming back to you because you've used your dollar.
Boy, I could talk to you throughout this entire show and have you analyze so many different words. We're speaking with Graham Burgess, and of course the book is PRDS, Paradise, The Secret Garden. And when people read this book, what do you, and I think you're really saying it, but what do you want people to take away, Graham?
I want them to take away a bunch of keys. All the things in this book are keys for people to look at things slightly differently and understand what the hints are so they can discover things that I haven't discovered. And it's not just words, it's paintings. I've discovered secrets in the work of Botticelli, Monet, Manet, and the Botticelli one has been on show for ages, and millions of people have looked at it. And when he painted it, there was a guy called Cesaranio, and he had a campaign on called the Bonfire of the Vanities, and he was burning anything, any work of art or anything, that had anything to do with gambling or sex. If he'd known what was secretly hidden in Botticelli's painting, it would have gone on the bonfire, but it hasn't. And again, it's absolutely, and I'm discovering things every, I'm already thinking about the next edition of this book, because the people who I meet at the very beginning, I originally call them my hosts, but I woke up one morning and switched on the radio, and there was a man on the radio, talking about ghosts, and for the first time ever, I analysed the word ghost, and the word ghost is host, with a G in front, and the letter G is a C, which means capable of creation, but a letter T, which means of substance in this reality, is added to it. And we still say, tell me to a T. So a ghost is a well-done host. And so that's what these people are. They're well-done hosts, but what they've left is still a part of is hosting my life.
Right, it's the keys. I love that. It's we, like I said, we could talk
about. You've got a K at the beginning of your name, right?
Yeah.
There's an upright vertical, and then two lines shooting out in all sorts of directions. And if you look at a word that's got two of them in it, one at the beginning and one at the end, is kick. Right?
Right.
Now, statistically, the most used letter in the English alphabet is the letter E. It looks like a shelving system. And it means capable of taking in, holding in, giving out energy and information. So, if you want more of that, you put two in a word. Feed, heed, speed, need. Now, the letter that amazed me more than any other, because I spent a lifetime dealing with plants, is the letter Y. And if you look at it, it looks like a tree. And it actually means wherever it is capable of taking and holding information for future beneficent use. And that's exactly what a key is. Isn't it?
Wow. Wow. And you know what? That is the perfect place to end this. Graham Burgess, wow. You just tied it all up for us.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here on the show, Kate Delaney, we've been talking about COVID with people around the world. In fact, we're going to talk to somebody in Liverpool coming up next about how awful it is in the UK and the big lockdown they have there, especially in Liverpool. It's the worst of the worst. 240,000 people have died in the United States. That's out of 10.3 million cases. Wrap that into what's happened worldwide. 1.27 million deaths. That's out of 51.4 million cases. since we've been living under this virus cloud in the United States, I'll say officially, when most of us knew in the beginning of March, the big news, the earth-shattering news, I would say, or optimistic silver lining moment that's happened, the best one in the last 7-8 months, is the fact that Pfizer announced that their candidate vaccine was more than 90% effective, 90% effective in preventing infections in volunteers. So what does that mean to all of us? What does it mean as we move forward with it? We're hearing some very good things. Perfect time to have Dr. Sal on with us. He is a prescription drug expert, and he is a senior science advisor to the Men's Health Network, a past chair emeritus of the American Public Health Association, and former alum association board member of Columbia University School of Public Health. That means he's a smart guy. Hey, Dr. Sal, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on, Jade. Appreciate it.
So you hear about Pfizer. What was your initial reaction?
Well, it far exceeded my expectations for a vaccine's effectiveness. You know, the FDA way back in, I'm going to guess around May or so, set a basement standard, a floor standard of 50% effectiveness. That means that if you have 100 people and you give the vaccine to 50 of them, to 100 of them, 50 of them will be covered against getting the infection. But what we see with Pfizer is that their numbers now, and admittedly, they're under controlled circumstances and a selected population, show 90% effectiveness. That's the kind of efficacy that we see with tried and true vaccines such as measles and mumps. It's something that was completely unexpected and is really a very, very good number. Now, we have to wait and see if that number holds at 90. It may go up a little bit, which would surprise everybody, including me, and it may go down a little bit to 80, 85, 87, but still, that range of numbers is an incredible testament to the fact that this type of virus, this type of vaccine will work against the coronavirus, and so far, that anybody has released data from Pfizer, it's shown with very, very minimal side effects, just some local irritation-type side effects and a few headaches.
So we should feel pretty positive about this then, just how I was when I ushered you onto the show.
Yes, I think it is. You know, Pfizer, we hear about Operation Warp Speed, and many of the companies receive monies from the federal government to do the development work on their vaccines, and that's fine with me. We need them to do that. Pfizer did not. Pfizer decided to do what it's always done for decades and develop the medication, the vaccine in this case, on their own. Pfizer has a long history of vaccines development, as well as many of you know. And so do all of the companies, except perhaps Moderna, have long histories of developing vaccines. So these are very, very good signs. The other thing folks should realize is that we didn't just start developing vaccines for SARS viruses at this pandemic in 2020. Way back in 2002 and 2012, scientists, virologists, people who study viruses and how to prevent them, how to treat them, they were looking at SARS-type viruses and vaccine prototypes for SARS-like viruses for almost 15, 20 years now. So when the COVID-19 strain of the novel coronavirus, which is a SARS virus, popped its ugly head, there was a baseline of knowledge. So that most people think they were starting from ground zero, they really weren't.
Yeah, so not starting from ground zero certainly helped. Now this gets the rubber stamp as it moves through, let's say, and you, as you mentioned, the effectiveness could drop a little bit, but the range is really, really good. When can we expect the vaccine to be available? Certainly it would go to the frontline workers first, right?
Yeah, there is a plan that's been proposed for the National Vaccines Committee to review and to authorize and put its rubber stamp on. But that is basically a four-part distribution plan phased in frontline workers, particularly healthcare workers, elderly, particularly in nursing homes, would be first in line. I also believe, while it's not said in the phase-in plan, military and essential workers and government, probably all the senators and congressmen and whoever is president then, will be receiving the vaccine. And it will roll out slowly. One thing your listeners should appreciate is that the companies can only make so much of this at a time. So the rollout schedules that I've seen, and there's another conference call coming up in a few days on this, is about 20 million doses every month, starting perhaps in December, perhaps in January. But the pinpoint light at the end of this very long tunnel is getting closer and closer every week. And then they'll start rolling out these 20 million doses over time, and then they'll start inoculating. So when you hear Dr. Fauci saying that the average person may be getting the vaccine sometime around the early spring, that would go along with what my expectation is. March, April, you'll see that going into the general population.
Wow, how fantastic is this? Sitting from where you're sitting and the things that you've seen, Dr. Sal, this is pretty incredible, isn't it?
It is. It goes to show what scientists can do when they really are put their mind to it. And it's not just good old U.S. ingenuity. There are a lot of scientists in Europe working on it, globally working on it. There are many, many vaccine candidates outside of the U.S. and European Union pharmaceutical industry that are being developed. Again, they are applying themselves. My understanding in talking with folks at various of the companies, in particular Pfizer, is that they're working almost 7 days a week at this. And the my understanding is that the folks at CDC and NIH are working endlessly and tirelessly because everybody knows what the stakes are, and they are putting a full court press on this. And next state, it's up to the American public and the world citizens to look at the vaccine and make a conscious decision to get the vaccine, because what's essential to defeating the virus, in addition to the mitigation strategies that we all know all too well, and are pretty tired of, even I am, is to have the vaccine given to you. When it's your time, go for it. My wife and I are already planning on it. I don't know whether it will be first, second, or third in line. We'll be as soon as we're eligible. We'll be getting it.
Wow. All right, so that's some great advice. Dr. Sal, thank you so much. We appreciate you hanging with us.
My pleasure. Anytime I can be back to help out, I'd be happy to.
Terrific. We will definitely have Dr. Sal back on. Good stuff. I think you should listen to what he has to say because, you know, he talked about timetables. He talked about the issues of what happens, the rollout, 20 million doses a month, the expectations, what Pfizer's doing, the conversations he's had, the 7 days a week. That's not a surprise. And scientists, what they already had known and what they worked with globally and in the U.S., which is great news when you listen to what I said about how many people have died in the world and, of course, the fears of the virus and what do we do in households. Here we have holidays coming up and people are saying, I can't have my grandparents there. I have a 20-year-old in college and how do we juggle all this? And then others who get invited to huge parties and think they're safe and it becomes a super spreading event. So this is really good news, and Dr. Sal certainly shed some great light on what we already know. All right, we're going to Liverpool next to talk to somebody who's in the middle of the lockdown in the UK. Hang with us.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, "Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots," or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, "Alexa, I want to make a donation." Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.